ABC Radio Australia.
Well, do artificial or man-made reefs have a place in the Pacific? One Papua New Guinea community thinks so, and they're using modern technology to rejuvenate their seafloor and improve fish stocks. The community of Fisherman Island, just outside of the PNG capital, Port Moresby, have been finding success with their new cement reef units. And now those behind the project want to take the technology to other parts of PNG and also the Pacific. But one reef expert's cautioning that doing so at a large scale may prove just too costly, as Evan Wasuka reports.
Koke Market is one of Port Moresby's largest markets, and it's the place where people come to buy their fresh fish. One of its big suppliers is the community of Fisherman Island. Like in many parts of the Pacific, the use of dynamite has long been a common way they've harvested their catch. The blast stuns or even kills the fish, making them easy to catch. It's effective, but PNG authorities have warned that it's illegal and can be destructive. Dr. Wilfred Luce is the PNG Volunteer Program Manager for Fish Reef. It's a marine non-government organisation.
So in 2016, we agreed sign an agreement with the islanders, the leaders of the island and the fish reef project, for the fishermen not to use dynamite and for us to deploy artificial reefs.
The reef units are dome-shaped structures that are hollow and made from special cement. They're designed to provide hard surface that attracts fish and allow corals to grow on and can create an ecosystem. At Fisherman Island, they've been placed in areas where the seabed is muddy and lifeless. Chris Goldblatt is CEO of Fish Reef.
Which is where we go in and we rehabilitate the seafloor using man-made structures that closely resemble natural reef structures with the sole purpose to stimulate and restore and enhance coral ecosystems.
In May, with the reef units constructed, a large barge was used to put 21 reef units into place. Each weighs about 700 kilograms and were placed in the waters of Fisherman Island.
We use marine-grade concrete that has a high degree of what's called fume silica in it that brings the pH of the concrete to a level that matches seawater. And that allows for a chemistry to where the coral can attach to it. As you can see by the videos of the project, in 2.5 months, we have tons of fresh, hard, bony coral starts.
Dr. Wilfred Luce says the results are looking good, with an ecosystem developing around the reef units.
When this current hit the reef unit, they create a lot of upwelling of the sea water with nutrients back up to the surface. And that brings in a lot of small fish, bait fish, and the larger fin fish also come in to feed on that. So they have got some larger fin fish also.
Fish Reef plans to put into place a total of 1,500 units across two locations. Encouraged by the early results, Mr. Goldblatt says there's plenty of potential for the technology to be used in other parts of PNG and in Melanesia.